Well, hello, 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 and great good evening to your Confidence Matters Kingdom Preneur Thursdays. Of course, we're having some technical difficulties, but the devil is a liar. And no matter what, we still go forth with or without the music. This is how we maneuver. This is how we go forth. And I just thank God for each and every one that will be joining us in the studio and will be a part of this great, great episode on tonight. Very excited about our special guest that will be on here very shortly. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the support and for everyone that's able to be a part. We're thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you for being able to support and be a blessing overall to this Kingdompreneur podcast and on Thursdays. And we're just thankful for everyone that will be tuning in, grateful for everyone that will be listening to the replays. And I'm just really excited about what tonight is going to be. And I see our special guest is on here. And for those who do not know me, excuse me, I am your co-host, Vanetta Rivers. And of course, the Lord of Hosts. On tonight and every night, this is his studio, is Papa Yeshua. And I'm very excited about tonight. Once again, we are here on our Kingdompreneur Thursdays. And just like I said earlier, with or without the music, we will go forth. The enemy will not stop this sound coming out of us tonight. He may think he got that locked down, but he don't have nothing else locked down. So we are just thankful for all things and grateful for how he is maneuvering. In the name of Yeshua. So before I bring my special guest, I just want to give everyone kind of a briefing. What is Kingdompreneur Thursdays? So Kingdompreneur Thursdays is about celebrating our very own in the kingdom, those who have a book, those who have a ministry, those who have a business. And a great thing about this is that now, you know, we want to be able to celebrate. We want to be able to hear about many who have now progress and started that new road and that new a new place in a journey where they decided, you know what, I'm gonna take that leap and I'm not gonna be in fear on what Father has told me and what he has given to me. And the great thing with this is, you know, we have so many great guests that have came upon here in the Your Confidence Matters podcast, and we have had so many great testimonies of others who was able to display and have their, they was able to share about their business and about their books and about the ministry that Papa has done over them. So this is the great thing, is that we want to be a blessing to welcome and to celebrate one another. That's the key thing, you know, even the fact that you may not think others celebrate you, but you have those who do celebrate you. And we want to be able to be a blessing to one another. And the great thing is that anybody who does have a book, who does have a ministry, kingdom ministry, as well as a kingdom business, you will be, I'm open to interview you here on your Confidence Matters podcast. And that is the great thing that I love, because this is now a new thing that Father has done for his podcast, and we're opening up to the world. To the world. It's not just the US of A, but to the world. So for anybody that is willing to share of what God has done through them, and everything that he is still doing, we want to be able to say you're more than welcome to come on here to be interviewed. I love interviewing you guys. That is a great thing about this podcast. There's freedom in his studio. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. And we know, hands down, Holy Spirit is the one who writes the script. And for those who do not know, or those who would love to be a guest on Your Confidence Matters podcast, you can email me at Bernetta Rivers 925 at brunettarivers925@gmail.com. I'm going to put it here inside of the chat room. That's brunettarivers925@gmail.com. We do have other upcoming guests that will be coming up throughout the course of this month, as well as for the new season, the new year of 2023. So thank you so much for those who was able to be on here, and for the comments and for the love that was being poured back. I thank you so much, family. It means a lot. And of course, soon as this podcast is finished, you will be able to, for those who would not be able to join us here live, you can reach us and you can listen to the replay right here on Podbean Live. We also have the replays on Spotify, on Amazon Music Podcast, on Audible Podcast, on Google Podcast, on Overcast Podcast. You can also listen to us on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and as well as our Facebook page, Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching and Podcast, as well as Seasonal Greater page, as well as my author's page, Bernetta Rivers author's page. We are everywhere, y'all. We are everywhere, and that is the great thing. We are expanding to many more markets out there, and many people will know about this. We are here to be a blessing to the kingdom, and we want everyone to be able to come on here to share. We are not here to judge. We're not here to be in competition. We're not here to bring and diminish nobody, anybody. We do not tolerate that here in the studio. We do not tolerate that here in the Papa studio. So we bring nothing but the love of Yeshua here in the studio. And that's what we're here to do, bring the love that he righteously deserves right here in his studio. So let us get started. And we're going to bring forth our special guest on tonight. I have to say I'm thankful for meeting my beautiful special guest, my beautiful queen, Prophetess Leticia Lorenz. I thank God for her because you know, she is just an anointed vessel, and everything that pours out of her is purity. The love of God in her heart, the love of God for people. She's anointed in what she does. She is an incredible minister of dance. I'm telling you, she has a great business, and she's going to tell you all about this. And I'm telling you, she is definitely a fireball, y'all. She, when I tell you a fireball, powerhouse, you name it. Don't let the looks fool you, y'all. She is a weapon of destruction. I'm telling you right now. And I thank God for her accepting the yes for this assignment to be a part of this interview on tonight. And I'm so glad to call her my sister in Christ. So without further ado, Your Confidence Matters audience and replay listeners, let's welcome our special guest, Prophetess Leticia Lorenz. Come on here, sis.
Hallelujah!
Yes!
Hallelujah! the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah!
Yes! Come Woo! On here. For that great praise.
Praise him. Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah! So let's praise him.
Yes!
Glory!
Yes, this is how we come up in here. This is the praises, the
Devil,
praises.
You think you can finish and stop the music, but the music is in me. Hallelujah!
It will go forth. We didn't need no music tonight. We still go forth. Come on.
Hallelujah! 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 Praise the Lord.
God.
Oh my God! Woo! Jesus.
Yes. Yes, we are very excited on here, family. And thank God for those who is on here. God bless you, Minister Melissa. God bless you. And for everyone that's on here, we just thank God for everyone being on here tonight. But yes, we're going to go forth because our special guest is here. We are lit and the room is on fire. We're going to have an awesome time. Holy Ghost.
Jesus,
Holy
Jesus,
Ghost up in
Jesus.
Here.
Yes.
Yes. Glory to God.
Woo. Yes, Lord, we feel your fire, Lord Father. We feel your fire, Lord. I thank you for Pastor, Chaplain, Prophetess Bernetta Rivers, Lord Father. I pray that you increase her business, Lord Father God, her books, Lord Father God, her podcast, Lord Father. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord Father. Lord, because it's not about me. It's all about you, Lord Father God.
Yes.
You said to wait, and we have waited, and here it is, Lord Father God. And we give you glory and thanks always, Lord, because this is yours. This is not ours, Lord Father. All that you give us belong to you, and all the glory and honor is for you, Lord Father God. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You are such an amazing, amazing Father. And we just thank you. And sis, so glad that you are here with us tonight. Just a pleasure. Just like I said, if people don't know, the evidence is right here. The evidence. I told y'all.
Praise the Lord. This vessel been quiet for some time. Hallelujah. But every time that it comes forth, it comes up with power. Hallelujah.
Hey.
With the Holy Ghost power.
Hey, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. So we're gonna go forth to begin because we're gonna have we just getting started. This ain't even the taste of it.
This is just the opening praise. Glory. Sorry, I feel the fire, sis. It's like I'm sitting down here quiet since 6 o'clock. The Lord told me to just be in the back room of my house, quiet. I told my husband, you could stay over there in the living room. I'm gonna take your place because we switched. and I was quiet. And I was just waiting. But as soon as this podcast came on, it's like I am lit. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I cannot be still. I'm trying to stay sitting down, but I have to get up from time to time.
Exactly.
We don't fake it. We don't fake it because we can't fake this thing. We got to know that God has us in a place and that we must wait for him to move us up to do what he is calling us to do because he wants us to have an effective ministry, an effective business, and that we go out in the power and the authority that he called us.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like I said, we really have to know how he is now setting the course at this moment for us because there's so much that has to be done and there's so many willing vessels who are now into that place of, you know, saying, Father, what is it that you are in need for me to do? What is it that you want me to step out and to just take that leap and just continue to keep going? And, you know, the great thing about many of us here is like, you know, our journey with Father and everything that he does, you know, it's a matter of a now. This is right now. And he needs for us, you know, to now step into the positions, into his alignment, where he needs for us to be at this moment is why we continue to dedicate everything that he is doing through us. We dedicate it back to him. And see, this is not just, you know, a podcast that just happened. It's because he gave us the vision. He gave me the vision for this podcast. And I'm thankful that, you know, we're able to, you know, do this together because this is ours. You know, this is for everybody. And that's what we want. I just want everyone to know this is for everybody in the kingdom. You are welcome to come into the studio. This is our podcast. This is what Father wants us to have. Everything that he has granted to us belongs to us. And this right here is a reason why that I continue to do the works for him because of this moment here. So everything you just spoken, Prophetess Leticia, is right on point. And we can't say enough about all that he is doing. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing. By the grace of God, dude, we just give you honor, Father, because without you, I don't know how we would have made it this far.
Hallelujah.
So let's get started. So, Prophetess, tell everyone a bit about yourself.
Well, my journey began on 2003 when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And as soon as I say yes, and I fell in love with him, the attacks came. Because you gotta speak the truth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You gotta tell the story so people know where that anointing come from.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called to dance right as soon as I entered the church. But my ministry was attacked. I was not, you know, released to dance. And soon after, our marriage was attacked also, and we got split up.
Mm.
We got dismissed from the church for no reason.
Wow.
But God, we pray for the ministry. The ministry lost the place where they were worshiping and everything. We prayed and we covered them. You know, we asked for God's mercy upon every leader.
Yeah.
Because they were the vessels that, and the conduit that God used for our deliverance and for our marriage to actually come to a holy matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
So ministry started for me when we really got married on 2004.
Mm, amen.
So from there on 2007, I came into another church and the pastor nurtured my gift in dance. And from there, it began the journey of making flags and making overlays for the young kids in the church and
mm-hmm.
the adults. But wasn't until 2014 that I really began to launch out, you know, business, you know, and taking it out there. I have strived with it. I had to put it down for a little bit. I'm actually revamping everything and putting, you know, all the stuff that I have done in the past. You know, when you have these things of that you could edit and redo things. So that's what I've been doing and creating flyers with some of the things, the garments, the flags, the overlays that God has given me to do. This is not a normal business.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly do this when I'm called to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Minute, I don't have customers every day, every week, every month, you know. But I trust God that it will flow.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Because we have to understand the process that God has us on.
Yes.
As far as to do what he called us to do. Because he wants an originality, you know, that comes from him. You know, I'm not looking out there and trying to make it like Paul and Peter. I'm going to go on my knees and pray and ask God, what is the design? People can give me ideas and things like that. And I put those ideas to work, but then God changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the name of the business, when I started it, it was called Anointed Creative Designs for the Kingdom, the Artisan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, I don't know why this name so long. But I kept it like that until last year that my husband and I got ordained and we got certified as international police chaplains.
Woo!
The Lord changed the name of the business because he gave us the name of the ministry, which is Shai Abodah, Life of Service International.
Yes.
That's our, you know, outreach ministry. This is services to the poor, to the homeless, to the people in prison, you know, wherever God calls us. Family, counseling our own families, because we have to show love and forgiveness to our own first. Amen. Because ministry starts at home, you understand?
Amen, amen.
That's mostly what we've been doing, and now the business name, the new name is Shai Abodah, the Artisan.
Yes.
And the Artisan, the simple reason the Lord used the Artisan, because many, many people use that word.
Mm-hmm.
I understood why he gave me that name, like the Artisan, because it's not just the garments. It's other, like, props for a dramatized skit. Mm-hmm. It could be creative arts. It could be painting. It could be jewelry. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I do many, many kind of things. I thank God that he blessed me with creativity. That's part of being an artist, and he's a creative artist. And part of this is my husband included there, because we built, in 2014, we built the Ark. So the pieces of the Ark, he built them.
Yes.
Mm. So, you know, we take things serious and with prayer. That's all I could say. It hasn't been easy, mm-hmm. but we still here, trusting and believing God. He's the one that's going to launch us out. Yeah. He's the one that's going to expand. He's mm-hmm. going to bring the abundance of rain.
Yes. And
we, as he opens the doors, we have to also bring that and bless the, you know, bless the storehouse.
Yes.
That's him, the ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's how I started. Well, for many of the things that I have done as far as, let's say, building and creating, mm-hmm. for every, let's say, anointed design that has given me, I have endured tests. I have gone through something. Mm-hmm. So this, what I do, I don't take it lightly. So it's not that I do flags for doing flags, or I don't mm-hmm. do a garment just to do it, because I just want the money. Mm-hmm. That I pour out to it in prayer.
Yes.
So, I soak things in under the worship, prayer, intercession. Mm-hmm. So I dance over everything the yarn, the fabric, the machine. I just dedicate everything to God, because that's the only way, when things go out, that the people's going to feel the anointing.
Amen. Mm.
So my last order was a couple of months ago. I did an order for a person that was doing a conference, and she's starting to do flags. Mm-hmm. And she wanted, I think, 7 pairs of flags. Mm-hmm. And she was very indecisive on the colors. And I said, well, let's pray. I'm going to give you some colors. I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give you the meaning. And let's see what the Lord do. When I finished the order, she had 13 pairs of flags, because I bless her. And when she received, she wasn't hearing much from me to see how things were going. Mm-hmm. But I let her know, listen, every design, it was a little difficult, because God did this for you. She said that when she got the flag, she was so blessed.
Amen.
You know, she felt, you know, I could say the breeze of God when she was doing the flags. And that's what counts for me, you know, when the person say, I feel God when I receive your order.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So you won't find much about me on Facebook. So when you see those links, you could email me on that email that's there if you want anything done by me. That's I don't put everything out there. I don't have a full website. I'm not released to put a full website. I do have some couple of things here and there. Mm-hmm. But anybody interested in for me to do a prophetic garment or anything, you know, you contact me personally and we work. And when I say we work, we pray through whatever the Lord wants for you personally. Because he's your designer, not me.
That's right. That's right. I call him it was a name that I remember I heard in the spirit. And I know that, you know, he is tailor made. He literally does all of our tailoring. He does yes. all of the creations of everything, you know. And I just said, you know, at one time I just said, Father, I know that you are the one who is that tailor-made creator mm-hmm. that continue to, you know, no matter what it is, it's like he put his handcraftedness on everything, because we know that Father was very crafted with his hands. And the way how he just put things together, it was just, you know, just phenomenal. And, you know, everything. That's why I say everything that, you know, you do, Father, everything that you create, you know, we receive that as we put on the garments, as we put on, you know, the overlays, as we put on, you know, the different, you know, layerings, you know, the garments and things. And you can feel, you know, when you know yourself and how he created you, prophetess, to create, and you can see everything from within the thread, and you can see the visual of the designs of the flags and the designs of every piece that you are creating, because that is a special vision. That is a particular vision that he gives to. He don't give that to everybody.
No.
You know, and that's the one thing that I have to say with you, that, you know, when you see things, it's very unique. And the one thing that Father does not do, he does not give us these gifts to look alike, to be alike. He has us where each gift is different for a purpose. So it may be that, yes, many people, and I know others who do flags, I know others who do garments, but I know a difference when I see it, because the love within that fabric and how people anoint it. Because when you in that chamber room, when you in that throne room, when you in that secret place, that's a whole different scenario. Mm-hmm. And people don't know behind the scenes, you are seeing so many things within that room. Okay. And as you're praying, as you interceding, as you're touching and agreeing with everything that is being created, you're seeing how all of that is now coming to pass. And you're seeing the anointedness when they wear it, and when they wave that flag or that banner, it's a difference. It's not just wearing the garments because, you know, you want to look good. You want to impress people. You don't want to just wave a banner because why? I'm just obligated to, and I don't know what else to do with it. It's so much more. It's so much more. And that's why I said thank you for mentioning what you said, prophetess, because it's important that we understand what you go through behind the scenes and how these creations is being developed.
Man. That's right. Hello, can you hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
I was just trying to multitask and I was sharing the link.
Okay. Well, definitely is needed, because, you know, we want people to connect with you and things like that. So definitely. Because it's important that we support one another. This is how we do in the kingdom. I ain't going to say the body of Christ, but that's how we're supposed to be all together. But in the kingdom, this is how we represent.
Listen, the body of Christ could get lost. But when you know that you are a citizen in the kingdom of heaven, you cannot be shaken.
That's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. We all call so-called Christians, we all call the body of Christ, but if you're not in the kingdom, where you come from? Where you coming from?
Mm-hmm.
So we pray now that we say it, we pray for the body of Christ to really know the meaning of working together as kingdom workers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As kingdom builders. We call ourselves kingdom builders, but you're not really building because you're not giving a hand to that person that really needs to be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a ching-ching behind it, you can endorse it.
Come on.
Tell the truth. If you don't have a ching-ching sign, sell me and I endorse you. You know who endorsed me? Jesus Christ, my Father, my Abba, my Yahweh, my Elohim, my El Shaddai. Okay? Because I live and move because of him.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Because nobody know my story. All they see is an image that many get confused until they really meet the vessel and get one-on-one with me. Because when I come, I'm going to come against chasing all those witches and those warlords that are hiding in the temple. But I put on, and what will people put on out of my hands is garments that will move the fire of God to deliver yourself, to heal yourself.
Yes, come on.
This. I'm not saying this because I'm saying it because I want you to call me and buy a garment or a flag from me. No, it's okay. If you don't want to buy it, more power to you. It's okay. God will bring those that really need what he's releasing through me.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. understand? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of young people moving in ministry and in dance, and you see them with these garments or you see them with the flags and you see their passion, mm-hmm. but you don't see or feel the power moving.
Yes.
But you know what it is? Mm-hmm. Because they went and they bought it out there and it didn't come to them really with the anointing of God so they can move with power.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. That's why I pray for every ministry that I see out there, and I ask God to protect them, because when you take the leap and you move in this business,
yeah.
in this ministry, get ready because attacks will come.
Oh, yes.
From right oh, and left, yeah. from left to back, from front to back, from wherever, from all points, they will come. But you have to learn that you have to remain focused.
And that's the key thing. Focus, y'all.
Focus. And it's not easy because distractions come.
Mm-hmm.
Many voices. But you pray that God clears your hearing and that you hear his voice.
Yes.
Because it's his voice that will calm your spirit and your soul and allow you to be still and wait for him. Because I'm still waiting.
Amen.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is nothing. I bless you. Pastor Bonetta, I bless you. I bless you because I'm going to say it. Let it be recorded. Not a lot of people invite me. I'm going to tell you like it is. Mm-hmm. I can't sugarcoat it. Because you know what? When God saved me, he told me what I needed to get rid of. And I let it be there in the altar. I left it in the altar when I got saved. People don't know. People think, I see those pictures in Facebook. It's like I sit down in a quiet place and I hear the people making comments and, mm-hmm. and things. I said, Lord, why are you allowing me to hear this? I said, because I want you to pray for them. Because they don't know what you've been through. Because mm-hmm. they don't know your process. Each and one of you, whoever's listening here, know that you're going through a process and that God is lifting you up. But you also got to know when to let go of that things that are holding you back.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You haven't moved forward to do what you love to do for the Lord because there's something you're holding back.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says today to me, let it go. Let it go, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, son. Because I don't know how many men will be listening to this. Let it go, man. God called you to be a pastor. Just start, pick up the Bible and start reading the Bible and tell the people what the Lord is saying to you so mm-hmm. somebody out there be blessed.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be just to make a flag. It's not just to make a design tablet or a scepter, because I make those two, scepters, tablets.
Amen.
You understand? It is not to just make a staff, you know. Make a staff because it's beautiful or it's a symbol of authority. It's that you know that when you pick up that instrument, when mm-hmm. you put it down on the floor, or when you move with it in your hand, you know that you're moving in the authority of God.
Yes.
Because he is our staff. He is our rod.
Yes, Father. Y'all heard it for yourselves. I have noticed, you know, and I have to agree with you, prophetess, that there has been many groups. I see dance ministers, dance leaders, and it's like, where is the true essence of Father within? And it's just like, now it's just like, you're seeing it, but then on the outside, it's like, there's something missing. And it was a lot of things that I saw throughout the course of my time as I was seeing this with so many other ministries. And I said, Father, something is missing. It's not looking the same, the way how you have ordained it to be. It's not looking in that aspect of you being the forefront, you being the center. And it's okay that, yes, he may have gave you the ministry, but understand, we're going to take my ministry out of my, take my out of your mouth.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Take my out of your mouth. Because yes, he may have given you the ministry, but you can't continue to go forth to say, my. I tell people this, and I have people laughing. Look, this is not a Johnny Gill ministry. My. We ain't doing Johnny Gill up in his kingdom.
Amen.
Okay? And this is why I had to realize that in the process of knowing the ministry that Father has for us, my cannot be before him. He's the only one that have ownership over his ministry. So everything that we dedicate back to him, it belongs to him. This is his ministry. And I had to realize that literally over 2 years ago. Oh no, Father, I have been speaking all this time, my. I have been speaking this, and I've been hearing a lot of others speaking this. And we have to learn how to decipher those things that we are saying out of our mouths. Because at the end of the day, we want to say that, yes, we love you, Father. We praise you. We worship you. But at the same time, who is getting the real glory, you or him?
Yep.
So we cannot mix the two. We have to realize he's the only one that gets the true glory. Everything that we do, that he does in us, he gets all the credit. He gets it all. It's not my business, it's his business. It's not my ministry, it's his ministry. It's not my podcast, it's his podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Everything belongs to him. And I say, thank you, Father, for reminding us, you are the first, the last, our everything. You are our first love. And we have to realize, we don't treat somebody that we love just any old way. Mm-hmm. Okay, we treat him like he's the greatest love of our life. He is our best friend. He is everything to us. So when we present what he has given us and back to him, we got to realize we got to come correct in this matter right now.
That's right.
And if we haven't done it, it's time to go back to repent and say, Father, I'm sorry how I presented your ministry in a way that it should not have been. And I don't want it to be where it's being looked at to be just any old thing. Because this is what you build. This is what you have built up from the ground up. You started this. And we want to be able to say, Father, have your way in every ministry, in everything that you do.
Father,
so I thank you for mentioning what you mentioned. It's important.
Yeah. Woo! To say a little bit more in that area, what I have seen is that churches try to start dance groups, and they don't truly understand the meaning of a ministry, of a dance ministry.
Yeah.
And when I started in the church that I was at, I let them know that it was not a perform. They wanted to call it performing arts. And I said, this is not performing arts. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetic ministry and dance ministry is not just liturgical dance and Hebrew and all this. It's dancing with power and demonstration of the word of God.
Yes.
Because I was teaching the youth and the young kids and the adults that we have to soak in prayer. Mm-hmm. That we have to soak in the song, and then we have to hear the Lord. How does he want you to move?
Yes.
How do you want me to move, Lord? What is the song that your people need for next Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
What is in your people's heart? And this music has to minister to you first as a vessel. Because if it doesn't minister to you first, it doesn't have no power. It's just a performance.
That's it. That's it.
And I learned it. I learned it because for me to accept the gift of being a flag bearer, it wasn't easy. Because I wanted the beautiful dancing. I just want to be the worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said, you're not just a worshiper. Amen. You are a prophetic warrior.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You are a warrior. And Judah, the Lion of Judah, go first. And that's who I call you to be. And I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into conflict with the person that was my leader before. Mm-hmm. And I danced in the flesh and I got corrected. And I thank God for that young lady that helped me and brought me and taught me that it's not just because.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home and when I really heard the Lord in reference to what he called me to do, I moved myself out. I mm-hmm. went and I researched and I said, Lord, so teach me. You want me to do this, flags, Lord? This is too holy for me.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. you have to understand that through the dance, you're going through a process.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God is purifying you. He's sanctifying you mm-hmm. because he wants you to be that vessel of honor. Not a vessel, not, you know, a dishonor vessel. He wants you to be a vessel of honor.
Yes.
And in order for you to be a vessel of honor, you have to empty yourself before God.
That's right.
And I had to go and do research and study. And I went and I saw this video. I remember it was the scripture, John 3:15. And this man was doing flags and streamers. And he ministered this song so beautiful that on that night, the Lord touched my heart with his fire. And I went and I dramatized the same song the next Sunday because it was a Christmas time. And I said, Lord, you want me to do this? And now you're putting me all by myself. You mm-hmm. won't have me doing a solo, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for me to dance behind a group, you know, just do the flags.
Mm-hmm.
But now you want me to do a solo. And when I did that song, everybody was moved and touched.
Yes, Father.
And I heard God through a pastor there. Telling me, when I see you dancing, I see you go up in a cloud. And it's like you dancing all day with the Lord.
Amen.
And is that so awesome when you really dedicate yourself and you give yourself to God. And you allow him to move you. You don't move because it's something pretty. No, it's because you know that you love the Lord and you want to dance with him. Mm-hmm. You want an audience of one.
Yes.
I don't care who's in the church. I do not care about how my face look, because you know what? It's my face expression that's going to deliver the people. Mm-hmm. It's the movement of my hands and the movement of the flat that's going to heal.
Amen.
And fill somebody up with the Spirit of God. Because that's what I want to give them. I don't want to give them my issues. And the body of Christ and the young dance ministry, they don't have that. They don't have true discipline. They have a lot of dramatized kids. They have a lot of choreography. Choreography, all of it is good. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It is also good to manifest the movement from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, because I have experiences that when I dance, the room gets filled with angels. And the angels are dancing with me. I never knew that because I said yes to the Lord and the flags that he had appointed an angel to dance with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I feel those heavy hands on my shoulders that I understood that, yes, I had an angel with me.
Yeah.
So it's all about submission and dedication, but true dedication to God.
Yes, Father.
You know, and I was in a big discipline just dancing every Sunday, not even wanting to dance. But I understood the process that God had me in because it was the process that he used for the purification of my dance.
Yes.
And I just bless God. And through the dance is what the other things come. The flags, the garments. Then when I listen to music, it's just like I see garments. And mm-hmm. I want to make something new. Right now, I'm praying for, I have a bin in my living room, and I'm praying for the fabric that is there. And I'm asking God, what do you want me to do next? Well, there's a new year coming, so what you want me to do new? And I'm dressing myself first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my own, what you call it, announcement, my own commercial. I put my garments on, and that's what I use. You want it? Oh, sure. It's not going to come out exactly the same, but I could make it for you. I'm not selfish, because what God gives me is not just for me. It's for the body of Christ. That's why it's for the kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
So I cannot have nothing tagged to me. It has to be tagged to the kingdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he gets the glory.
Hallelujah.
Because if not, he's not going to get no glory.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
You could go to any dance store, buy a garment. And unless, if you don't pray, when you receive it, if you don't pray for that garment, if you're not anointed with the oils of God, if you don't put it on the prayer, if you don't put it on the worship, when you move in it, it's just a pretty garment.
That's all it is.
It's just a pretty garment. Mm. But if you buy it from me or anybody out there, and despite of whoever you buy it from, you put your own hands, you lay hands, because you know you don't know who made it. If you don't know who made it, you don't know if the person is just sewing because they have a business and they need to make, you know, this bunch of sales, mm-hmm. you know, and they have hundreds and hundreds of garments. So you know that you need to pray double for those garments because you don't know the issues those garments come out of the store with. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, so you lay your hands on those garments and you anoint those garments and you let them soak. You put prayers, warfare prayers over it. Mm-hmm. If you want to release power, that's the pearl I'm giving you today. Just pray for your own things. Don't depend on nobody. And if you need help, you have people here. You could call Bernetta. You could text Bernetta. You could call me. Call people that God leads you to call. We don't need to be on the phone 24/7. Mm-hmm. It could be a day or two that we just need to talk because you need some instructions. Mm-hmm. And God is going to use us to, you know, boom, bless you and mm-hmm. release you.
Yes.
It's not for you to become members of us. No, we are members of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Not members of each other. We're mm-hmm. members of the kingdom of God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we do walk under an apostolic covering. And we do respect ministry. And we do respect leadership. But we know that we are the walking tabernacles of God.
Yes.
And that wherever we go, we need to be praising God. And in whatever we put on, even if it's a jean or a t-shirt, we have to represent. Mm-hmm. We have to represent the kingdom.
Yes.
Because it is the essence that you give out to the soul that you encountering out there.
Yes.
Woo. Did I miss something?
No. I was, like I said, I'm sitting here enjoying all this. I said, this is what many really need to understand. You know, when you call yourself minister of dance, when you call yourself a prophetess, and you call yourself a warrior of dance, you really have to know the distinctions of what they mean. Because the thing about that is, yes, anybody can put on a garment, just like it was said, anybody can lift up a flag, anybody can find a song to minister to, but if the heart of Father is not in the midst of it, it's going to look like a performance and entertainment, okay? That's exactly what that's going to be, okay? And, of course, you're going to hear all the applause all you want to. But at the end of the day, is it going to be worth the applause? Did that applause come from the people or did it come from Father? Because when he's looking at us, when we are out there ministering, preaching, or so to say, he's going to have, we're going to have to answer to him. Was it pleasing to you, Father? Everything that we are doing, everything that we are presenting to you, is it pleasing unto him? And see, that's what matters. I said, I don't need the applause of the people. I have the applause of Papa. Because the one thing we want to hear, well done, my faithful son, my faithful daughter.
That's the well word. That's done. The word right there. Woo, Santo.
That's what we want to be able to hear. Because I've been there. My sis, prophetess, she been there. I was an entertainer when I started.
Yep.
I was an entertainer. I was mostly trying to get the pleasing of the crowd, getting their attention.
Yep.
And God was nowhere in the midst of it.
Yep.
Nowhere. Until he had to do a 360. Whoop, I mean, he had to school me. When I say school me, Father schooled me real good. And I had to deal with all that he had to speak to me behind this. When I tell you, he schooled me for real. And I couldn't get up from that floor because that's how much I had to now release back onto him. And I had to repent for all that I was doing, even when I was going from church to church to church. Yes, it's good that you get the invitations, but be careful of how they are using that invitation for having you to be a fill-in or, God forbid, anything else. We have to know the difference.
If I could share something on that point, that they call you in. A lot of they call you in, you know, we are eager to move and answer the call for God. And we have to be careful because they could see the anointing in us and you to move in the dance. And they just call you just to borrow that anointing, just to pull out on the anointing. Mm-hmm. And not really just giving God glory and honor for the vessel you are sent by God to that place to move the atmosphere and to open up the atmosphere and to set up the ground for the word to be delivered after you do the dance. Mm-hmm. Because that's what happened. And dance ministers and groups and your solo dancer, that's what you need to understand. That when you are called and you move in this, you are called to set up an atmosphere, mm-hmm. shift everything around, and to open the heavens for the word of God to be delivered.
Yes.
So don't count it that you endure certain things and you don't even understand why you're going through this when you dance. It's because you dance that you go through what you go through, because you are the vessel that God is using to till the ground.
Yes.
To rend the heavens for the anointing to fall on the word of God.
Come on.
Come on. You understand? Don't let yourself be used and abused out there.
Come on.
I had to learn to guard the anointing, respect the anointing, and understand the gift that God has given me.
Yes.
He entrusted us with a gift. He has entrusted us with ministry. So that's why we have to always say, this is not my ministry. This is God's ministry.
That's right.
He gave it to me or to us. Because it's not, when you're married, you're not alone. You're with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
He has given this to us. And we have to take care of it. We cannot abuse the gift.
No,
and we must understand that God has given us. Mm. Understand your gift. That when you are a dancer, don't you think that you're just an evangelist. Don't let nobody put no titles on you. You got to understand who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I have to understand that the walker that I was walking, I was not an evangelist. I was not just a minister. I have to understand that God called me to be a prophet. Mm-hmm. And he set me apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't call myself prophetess. No. I thank God for that.
Mm.
I am just his vessel.
Yes.
My name is Leticia Lawrence. And more power to you if you honor that office that God gave me. He entrusted me. See, your gift, your talent, your anointing, he has entrusted you, so you learn how to protect it and guard it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not foolishness.
Hmm.
I was talking to my husband the other day, a couple of months, not like 2 months ago, because we ministered to a young man. He got incarcerated for doing something foolish. Man, young people are foolish. And we had to minister to this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And the day we told him, you're going to come out of there and they're going to give you parole with no bail. You don't have to pay no money. And boom, happened. When we went to pick him up and in the search to put him in a room, I'm just sharing this experience because it's going to bless somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bless somebody. It's going to set somebody free. When we went to pick him up and we were looking because he needed a phone, so we went and got a phone. We were looking for T-Mobile. And when we entered to this little mall, my spirit got like so agitated. And I didn't know what was going on. I had to tell my husband, can you please stop the car? just stop the car. And it looked like I was crazy. I had to, please, honey, stop the car. I need to get out. And I had to get out of the car. And when I get out of the car and I look up, there was a bunch of ravens that like cover the heavens on the mall. And walking, as I was walking, the Spirit of God like took over me and I began to speak in tongues and intercede in the Spirit. And I said, Lord, what's going on? People don't call me crazy. I'm just walking here. Mm-hmm. And then when I turned back, I spoke with my husband. This is what happened. There's a spirit of death following this young man. And we have to pray for him. His brother was walking with us and this young man. Mm-hmm. And I took him out of the car. And this young man, I told, listen, God took you out of there. And you are walking in a process. But there's a spirit that's following you. And today we decree and declare that that spirit will not follow you no more. You shall live and not die. Mm-hmm. You shall walk in the precepts that God has set for you. But you have to want it. Because when we speak to you from, you know, from the Lord. Because mm-hmm. the Lord loves you more than we love you.
Yes.
And he's the only one that can set you free mm-hmm. and erase whatever the devil planned for you. He can erase and give you a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
But amen. You have to believe it. You have to want it. You understand? So you cannot. You have to be. And that's when I told my husband, I never thought about it. When this apostle from North Carolina told me, you don't even know what kind of gift you have. You need to protect in God and understand that gift that God gave you because you are very sensitive in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And on that experience is when that word clicked on me. Like for real, because sometimes you hear things and your spirit is soaking everything.
Yes.
But you don't realize it until you get to that moment that God shakes you like that. I said, what in the world is happening here? Because after I finish speaking in tongues, those birds disappear. When I tell you disappear, it's like it went poof.
Amen.
Disappear. And I say, okay, where did it go? I was looking and said, because you know, sometimes they stay and you see one or two like flying around. Now, after we pray, after I blew the shofar, disappear, I didn't see one. So you have to, that's why I let this be recorded tonight that whoever reads it, know that your gift is important to God. That you as a vessel are important to God.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He's gotcha. With you. He just wants you to learn to be his vessel. He wants you to yield to him, not to be too anxious. I have to learn not to be anxious. I have gotten anxious many times. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I hurt myself. I mm-hmm. hurt my family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you have to understand. Love yourself. Thank mm-hmm. God for yourself. Lord, I'm not doing nothing right now. I bless you. I glorify you. I will not stop sounding the alarm. I will not stop sounding the shofar. I will not stop worshiping. I will not stop dancing. Learn how to dance for him in private so he can move you out. When he takes you out, then you're going to see the new and fresh anointing fall on you.
Because
mm-hmm. he wants an audience of one, that one-on-one with you. He wants to dance when you know the song Dance With Me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People of God, listen to that song. Fall in love with God with that song. Close your eyes and imagine yourself that you're dancing with him.
Yes.
Because that's the most amazing experience you can ever have. You could probably go on Facebook and testify, listen, I tried this song and the Lord showed me this. You testify. When you testify about what God do to you, you bless somebody else. You encourage somebody else.
Yes.
Because we all need it. We all need it. I bless all market people that is out there on Facebook and everywhere. I bless them. I pray. Learn how to pray for them.
Yes.
Learn how to pray for each other.
That's pray what it
for, I pray for me. You pray for you. You know, I need you to survive. Listen to the song. I need you to survive. You pray for me. I pray for you. I will not harm you with words coming out of my mouth. And you'll see that God, you know, one day you just receive an email, Maria or Juanita, I want you to come to this place here to minister and dance.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Or I'm calling Shaiya Buda, the artisan. I need you to make 200 flags for this ministry. Praise the Lord. I'm just speaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you have to call it out for yourself. You have to learn how to prophesy to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Before you prophesy to somebody else, understand what prophecy is.
Mm-hmm.
You could be prophetic, but you're not called to be a prophet. Learn the difference.
It is the difference. That needs to be
study to show yourself approved. Wait. Mm-hmm. I had to wait. Listen, the ministry, the full ministry name for us didn't come 10 years ago. Okay, the true name of our ministry came last year.
Yes, Father.
This apostle blessed apostle that called us. And she said, I want to see if you and your husband would like to become chaplains. And I was in my job and I went in a circle on my chair and I started crying. Amen. Because we've both been waiting to be chaplains since we got saved in 2003. Because we did training and they want us to put us, the people call us to be in the prison ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They called my husband and I. They didn't call nobody else. They called George Lawrence and Leticia Lawrence to be chaplains for the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to train us and everything. And the pastor said, oh, no, they can't because they just got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And we let it go. You know, we let it go. And last year, we got our thing. What, last year was it?
Yes.
2 years. It's going to be 3 years now.
Yes.
See?
Glory to God.
We gave God the glory. And we really dedicated the name of our ministry to the Lord.
Amen.
And we had a nice service. And this is not our ministry. And we don't move because George or Leticia wants to move. If God said go or God said do, that's when we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to be a mega church. Mm-hmm. This is to be a tabernacle of worship that wherever we go, we could give the presence of God to the people.
Yes.
Because you have to, people have to see the light in you in mm-hmm. order to for you to be effective.
Amen.
I bless you and I commend you when you move because you're trusting and believing, but you still don't understand. But if you don't understand, I commend you to study and to pray. You don't have nobody to teach you. Listen, go on your knees and ask Holy Spirit to be your teacher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. The greatest teacher you will ever have, y'all.
The Holy Spirit.
Woo!
I'm burning up over here.
That's hot. Look, it's hot like fire. No, seriously, you know, it's really important that, you know, you really understand your purpose and where he called you, because anybody can put this name, that name, everything else name on you. But if you don't have the understanding, you don't really know the definition of what that is, you're going to be just a person that's going to have a label. We're not going to be labels by somebody that just, in their minds, that's what they think. But right. The one thing I know, I had to realize that the only one that called me is Father. He's the one that calls all of us. So whatever he says is that I'm leading to know that's who I am. And see, this is where we know that it's important that we learn that for ourselves first. Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher you ever have. But if you don't have that relationship with yourself, with Holy Spirit, you don't have that relationship, it's just empty. It's nothing. It's just you. It's just you being in one place and you doing something else. It's not going to connect. You need the connection. You need to have that that time where you can be able to really enter therein and really get plugged in the way you are. You need to get plugged in into him. That's where the source of your power, his outlet, is what's going to give you the energy and the strength and everything that you need. It's Holy Spirit. You cannot do anything without him. I don't care who, what, when, where, why. You cannot do anything without him.
That's right.
And see, this is why we are very passionate about what we are saying tonight. And for many of you that's out there ministering and dance, we love you. We love you all. But it's time for correction. Correction is needed. Because it's not too many things that's being corrected. And you having where people just going out to different place from house to house. I have seen testimonies here and there. People leave the church and they wind up where they go on Facebook. They didn't have a great experience. Well, I've seen it. I've had people call me and tell me how the enemy was so heavy in that place. Heavy in that place. And you're seeing how so many different attacks could happen as soon as you walk into that door. If it's nothing, if it's not with your garment malfunctioning, if it's not the music malfunctioning, it's something else. And see, this time, in this moment, where we have to subtract ourselves away from that environment and become now a part of his environment, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I have to have that time where I have to know that with Father, before I even go to any place, before I even go to that particular location, that I have to have my time with Father alone. And without that time alone, I cannot just leave here, go straight there, and have that time in that place. That's backwards. We need to have that time before we leave.
Yep.
Before you leave. People go there and they want to have that moment when you get there, you putting on your mind makeup, you putting on your garment, and you guess what? You got to quickly put a prayer together before they call you up. Yeah. That is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That is not enough. We have to understand that time with Father is precious. Okay? They can't rush you for nothing. And that's why I'm very particular about anybody rushing me when it comes down to Father. And the fact of the matter, you on their time is a difference. When you're on their time, you're being rushed. But when you're on God's time, there's so much time in the world. There's time that he will have you to now think about what you're going to do next. What is it that you're going to have me to minister to? Show me what it is. We need to have that time with him alone. Remove all their distractions. Put that phone up. Put it on silencer. I don't care who it is. My brother and sister, I love you. I can't talk to you right now. I need to have that private time. And see, this is where we need to get back into the love. Because see, that's what's been missing with a lot that I've seen in the ministry of dance. Many can say they love them, but you know the difference. In public and in private, it's a totally different. And you have to know where that stands with that love. We're not talking about Webster Dictionary. Anybody can look up the meaning of love. Yeah. But it's the action that matters. Action. Love is an action. And you have to understand what that action is for you. Nobody's telling you that you're doing anything wrong. We just want you to understand where we came from. We was there. We know.
Yep.
We understand the process. Yes. We know. But when we was able to find ourselves again, that was the greatest experience.
Yep.
That we would ever have. And we want you all to have that same experience for all of you. And for the next generation and the next generation that's coming behind you, that's coming behind us, The next generation needs to know this. Because many will not even teach them this, let alone let them know what this is. They're to throw them up there with a garment.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen. Go ahead and dance, baby. That stuff ain't cute no more.
You got to protect the babies because they go eagerly because they want the applause from mommy and daddy. We have to pray for them because then, you know, they could get sick. They could get a fever and you don't know where that come from. And it's because you push them. You push them to do the beautiful dance, but you did not cover. You know, we just don't want to put the babies out there to do this work unless you understand that they also called and you have them prayed up and you cover them and you just don't let nobody pray for them but yourself. You know, that's something that like, that's my baby right there, the young babies, you know, the young kids, because I started, you know, my first business was a child care. I had a child care in New York and I was doing it in my house. And I know that these babies, they suffer, you know, consequences because we want to put them out there. You know, I led the youth, you know, in the church. Some of these youth are so anointed for this ministry, but they want to do it themselves, and they don't understand that they don't want to sacrifice, and they don't want to fast, and they don't want to pray, but they want to do the dance because they're anointed, you know? So because you're anointed, you know how to dance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand as a youth that you have a responsibility with God, not with your parent, not with the church.
Mm-hmm.
You have a responsibility with God that you have to protect yourself.
Yes.
You fasting not because you want to give up that plate of food. You fasting because you want God to send his angels to cover you and your family.
Yes.
Because attack don't come to one person. It comes to the house.
Hmm.
So we sending this message out there for you. People of God, for you vessels of the Most High God, to prepare yourself to pray, to fast. You know, there's many ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. Don't be naive. Don't be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray and seek the Lord. This is the time to seek him.
Mm-hmm.
He needs you.
Amen.
He needs you. Each of us possess something that somebody else needs. There is a tribe waiting for you to give out that gift that he gave you.
Yes.
Each of us bring one to the kingdom because he is the tree and we are his branches.
Mm-hmm.
And we are connected with him. And the only way, you know, that's the way to create fruit and to give back the fruit to him, bringing those souls. So we have to pray.
Yes.
We have to pray. I know this was to introduce my business ministry, but it can't be just about me. It has to be about God and what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. How God wants us to present ourselves.
Hallelujah.
This is just for God. That picture that you see on my profile, that's all for God.
Amen.
That's all for God. Anything that you might see on Facebook of me after this is all for God. I don't look good because of me. I'm ugly. Ooh, Leticia's ugly.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're beautiful. You're queen.
We are ugly in the flesh. I need the people of God to understand that in the flesh you might be ugly, but this beauty, this glow that you see, that you will see, is the glow, that glow on Pastor Bernetta, that glow on the brother and the sister that is here in this line, that glow that people see is God. You're not doing it on your own. Because we dedicate ourselves to him that he transforms, he changes us. He gives you a beauty. He gives you his countenance.
Yes.
And that's what he wants us to present, that they see that glory. He don't want us just to cover it. He want that to be seen. His glory needs to be seen.
Yes.
And the only way you show his glory is when you spend time in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you read the word of God.
And if you allow me, Pastor Bernetta, I have a psalm that I want to read. But of course, I don't know what's next, so you let me know.
Look, Holy Spirit is in charge. And I was going to ask you to pray out because we have literally, I didn't have to even say much. Holy Spirit utilized you exactly the way he wanted it to be. So definitely go forth. Prophetess Leticia, you can read your read the scripture and pray us out because, whoo, Lord, we're going to be in obedience tonight.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read Psalm 122.
Amen.
And he says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Yes. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your places, for the sake of my brethren and companions. I will now say, peace be within you, because of the house of the Lord our God. I will seek your good. Thank you, Lord. Father, your word is blessed. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you for this blessed Psalm, Lord, Father God. I thank you that you bless Jerusalem. Lord, we are your sons and daughters, Lord, Father God. And thank you for blessing us, Lord, Father God.
Thank you.
I present every person that is in this podcast, Lord Father. I present those that will hear it after us, Lord. I ask that you bless each and every person that hear it, Lord Father God. Yeah. I ask that you set them free, Lord Father God, that they open their mind to know more about you, Lord Father God. I ask that you bless and cover Pastor Bernetta and her family, Lord, her children, Lord Father God. I ask that you increase her, Lord Father God, and that you continue to take her to the places that you need her to be. Lord Father God, I thank you for every word that was said, Lord, for every prayer that was said behind the scenes, Lord Father God. Thank you, Lord Father God, for everybody. And I ask that you bless this podcast and everybody in it, with it, Lord Father God. Thank you for taking it to the nations, Lord Father. And I ask you these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, we just thank you for your bondservant, your vessel, your beloved daughter, Prophetess Leticia. We thank you, Father, for all that you will pour out to her on this night. We thank you, Father, for your strength within her. We thank you, Father, for the ministry you have created through her. We thank you, Father, for her family, for her husband, Pastor George, as well as everything else, Father, Lord God, that you have done over her life and so much more. We bless you, Father, Lord God, for her obedience, Father, Lord God, to be here and to be able to now set that precedence for others to know exactly of your truth and love and everything, Father, Lord God, that is now proceeding from this point forward. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that her journey is continuing from here. And we trust in you, Father, Lord God, for every manifestation, every harvest, every supernatural blessing that is now pouring from your courts of heaven. We trust in you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that she would now intake and partake, and everything, Father, Lord God, that you are bringing for her time right now, because it's not over. We thank you, Father, Lord God, that you can still to keep everything, Lord God, that you have poured into her. Every vision and provision is still open for business. And we trust in you, Father, Lord God, that it would not be a closure no time soon. That, Lord God, that as you are now maneuvering her into the next leveling, into the next level, we thank you, Father, Lord God, for your protection upon her as she's maneuvering into the many atmospheres, into the many territories, into the many destinations where you are leading her in the name of Yeshua. We bless you on this night as you are lifting her, Father, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. For all things, Father, oh God, she poured out. We thank you, Father, oh God, for the overflow that's right now manifesting into the many rivers, the streams. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you for the fire that's breaming. Fire, fire, fire. Shut up in our bones. We thank you, oh God, that everything is maneuvering in its righteous place, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your authority. We thank you for everything, Father, oh God, that is now saturating on her life, in the name of Yeshua. Pour the oil, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Pour upon her everything around you. The blood is still upon her. The blood never lost its power because you are the blood in the mighty name of Yeshua. So through everything, we thank you, Lord. Out of our Sunday, thank you for expanding her. Thank you for expanding your vision. Thank you for expanding the business within her. Oh, my see on our Sunday. It's taking flight. Yeah, my Sunday. It's taking flight. Just like the eagles, it's taking flight. It's now wings is lifted up. It is now moving. Yeah, my Sunday. Altitude. We thank you, longitude. We thank you for everything, Father. Oh, God, that is now taking this course. In the name of Yeshua, it's already done for her. Yeah, my Sunday. It's already done. We speak faith and we speak life and life more abundantly. She will go forth and to be the vessel you called her to be, the disciple, the ambassador, the daughter of the king, the prophetess, in the name of Yeshua. It's already met, it's already done, and we trust in you, oh God, that the victory is already won over her life, in Yeshua's name. Amen. And I thank you so much, prophetess, for being here tonight. I bless you for being obedient to say yes. And I can't say enough, but I love you. Thank you so much for being on here.
Love you back. Anytime. Anytime you need to spark the fire, you can give me a call. I get on here.
So
it's all for God. Amen. I love the Lord and the glory is for him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So once again, I love you. Thank you so much for being on here. And for every listener, please get in contact with my sister, Prophetess Leticia Lawrence. Get in contact with her. I'm telling you, it's going to be the greatest connection you ever have. Hallelujah.
We love you, Melissa.
Love you.
I see. I read all your messages just in case. Love you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for being a part of this this great podcast on tonight, Papa's podcast, Your Confidence Matters, Kingdompreneur Thursdays. And I pray that you all are able to enjoy this time with us here in the studio. And for every listener that will be listening to the replay, I pray that you will enjoy it just as much. So we will be back here again, hallelujah, for the next Kingdompreneur Thursdays. We will have it again on the 29th of December, and we're gonna have a beautiful special guest that will be on here. So definitely join us back for that. But also, we'll be back here to continue our challenge, 2022 challenge of how to build up your faith of becoming fearless of instead of being fearful. So we will continue with that. We pray that we will be able to have that podcast for that tomorrow. But definitely, we want to make sure that you guys join in for that particular challenge in the name of Yeshua. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for all of you, and we just thank God for all that you are have done to support this podcast. We wouldn't be able to do it without you, but we thank you in advance. And once again, for those who are looking to be interviewed, if you have a particular kingdom ministry podcast, if you're an author, or if you are, do have a podcast as well as a business, definitely reach out to me at BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. So we just thank all of you once again. And we just say, yes, join us on the next episode of Your Confidence Matters, Kingdompreneur Thursdays. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. I love you all, family. Please enjoy your blessed night. Be safe even more. And shalom blessings. God bless you all.